Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can join 92.9 The Game this Friday, midday. Show going to broadcast live from McCrae's Tavern in Midtown. That's the brand new McCrae's in Midtown. Take your lunch break. Maybe have something sweet and a cold beer, too, at McCrae's. Live broadcast from McCrae's, presented by Bud Light. America's favorite light lager, Bud Light, with the midday show Friday from McCrae's Tavern in Midtown. And welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on this Halloween. All right, so Wendy Adams, take us through. We did this draft, and I'm picking third. How did you get to the first pick, besides cheating?
So we are doing our candy mock draft. So, you know, as in the NFL draft, or if you draft for your fantasy team, we're doing that sort of same thing, but we're going to do it with Halloween candy, and whoever has the best draft will win. It's just bragging rights. I don't really have anything to give away. But we came to the picks, and I posted a video on our 92.9 The Game Twitter account, so you saw that it was legit. I put numbers 1 through 5 and on different sheets of paper, crumpled them up, mixed them around, went around the room, started with John, Hugh, Daryl, Bo, and then I picked last. So I happened to come up with the number one pick.
You know, I like this tweet we got from Daddy Ice, who says he's got full-size candy bars, but he's only going to give the full-size candy bars tonight to anybody that's dressed up as a Falcon.
Or Atlanta United. I want to know where
you go with the Atlanta United or Falcons jersey, you're going to get a full-size candy bar.
Yeah, you are the man with the full-size candy bars, because those little fun-size candy bars, no, those are for babies. Like, there's some kids out there that's trick-or-treating, like 9 and 10 years old. They want them full-size candy bars so they can go to school tomorrow and let everybody know they won for trick-or-treating.
All right, here we go. So this is the candy draft. We're going to draft three candies, right?
We're going to draft three candies. We're going to do it in a snake draft. So I have the number one pick. Who has two? Let's just go around the room real quick.
Who's got number two?
I got two.
Three?
I have three.
Four.
And then Daryl's got five, which is actually a pretty good pick because it's a snake draft.
So you get five and six.
Oh, cool. I'm all right.
The number one pick is really tough because you have so many options and there's so many good choices.
Always go with the chocolate.
I'm going with the chocolate, but I may be going a little bit out of the box because this is my favorite candy. I'm going Kit Kat for the number one.
That's not a bad pick though. Kit Kats are very clutch, and
they're so good, and
you got the variety. You can get the different kinds. They even have pumpkin Kit Kats now. They were selling.
But which one, left or right?
Both, because they have.
Wait a minute, that's confusing. That's Twix.
Oh, that's Twix. Sorry. Yeah. I got the wrong candy. Yeah. I'm not a candy connoisseur.
This is the chocolate covered wafer.
Okay. Well, I was wrong. It's Twix. Hugh's right.
All right, Bo, with the second pick.
Taking Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Good pick, good pick, Bo. Good pick.
I don't know about anybody else's rankings. I'm just going to take my favorites, okay? So my favorite candy bar of all time is Baby Ruth. It's my favorite.
Baby Ruth with a third overall pick?
It's my favorite candy bar. What do you want me to do? Well, I'm taking my favorites, right?
I feel real good about the position that I'm picking in.
I can't believe you went Baby Ruth.
I'm going to go Snickers. Snickers is like the staple, Snickers is like clutch.
You can't believe I went Baby Ruth. This is my favorite,
and there's
though.
So many different varieties of Snickers. So that means that when I pick Snickers, I get the whole family of like the almonds.
Family.
I get the extreme Snickers. I get all of that.
Snickers.
Yeah, I get all the Snickers.
Butterfinger.
Good pick.
You know, the only problem with Butterfinger is that it sticks to my teeth.
I know.
I mean, it's got a great flavor, but you know, I'm one of those guys that would, when I was a kid, I'd eat a Butterfinger. I'd eat all the chocolate off and just have that, that block left.
Oh yeah. Well, y'all know we kind of our time.
All right, Daryl, you got the next one because we're going backwards.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch. I'm feeling really good right now.
Oh, you shouldn't.
Words have been dropped.
Okay, it's my pick.
It is you, Hugh. What do you got? Right now.
I have Snickers. I'm going to go with another all-time favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and pick M&M's. Gonna pick some M&Ms.
But nice. Wait, which M&Ms? Because there's peanut and chocolate.
I get all the M&Ms. I get the whole family.
Oh, peanut butter M&Ms are the best.
So well, when that's not. That's odd because when someone gives you a small pack of M&Ms, they don't say, "Oh, I'm gonna give you peanut butter and chocolate."
See, now Bo's trying to like he's trying to cloud the draft.
Yeah.
I get the whole family of peanut butter. I get the whole family of M&Ms, Bo. Thank you very much.
All right, John. Do you want to redeem yourself after picking Baby Ruth third overall?
Wait a second. That's not
Hang on. Really already killing your dress.
Man, there's nothing right. Baby Ruth is great. Most famous candy scene maybe in the history of movies, Baby Ruth, right?
All right. Well, we'll see how
but is it true? I mean, in the pool in Caddyshack, right?
Well, I mean, we'll have to see how the people vote.
Oh, John.
All right, John.
Okay. Milky Way.
My second.
Yeah, my second favorite candy. Again, which part of my favorite candy
You're
bars.
Right. To each their own here. To each their own. All right, Bo, who are you picking?
Well, did I get Reese's Pieces along with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Because
apparently you get a family.
Yes, you do. You get both of them.
Okay, well, then I want to make sure that is
All right,
listed.
Bo, you get the Reese's family.
All right, then I want Twizzlers.
Red or black?
He gets the family.
I get the whole family, John.
Oh, that's right.
He gets the family, John. That's
that's right. He gets the whole family of Twizzlers.
Oh, man, y'all left me with some great picks. I'm about to kill this draft. So with my second pick, I am taking Twix.
Wait, you already have Kit Kat.
I know, and I'm taking the next best one.
Isn't that like the exact same thing?
Absolutely not.
It's not?
Like a caramel in the middle.
Oh, it's not? One's crunchy, one's caramel?
Exactly.
Is it caramel or caramel?
Caramel. I say caramel.
Potato, potato.
All right, and since I pick next, I'm going Skittles. So Kit Kat, Twix, and Skittles. Done.
Great you can pick, have lady. The Skittles.
Hands down. I'm sorry.
I don't like Skittles.
Lose.
But
y'all lose.
You pick.
Don't like Skittles. So
all right, Bo.
It's all you.
Your last pick of the 2017 Halloween candy draft?
Let's see. I don't really like Mama. Do people give out gummy bears?
I haven't heard of that, but if you want to put gummy bears.
How about Pez? Do they still give out Pez?
No, John.
No.
I'm going to go with gummy bears. I don't care if it's on here or not. They have it at the movie theater, so.
Okay.
Bo with the renegade pick goes gummy bears.
What, no jawbreakers?
You ever eat gummy bears and drink beer
I don't
together?
Like gummy bears. So.
Oh, so good.
I'm not a gummy bear fan.
All right, John, who you got with your last pick?
This is not the So I'm just taking my three favorite candy bars. I projected before the draft that I would get my three favorite. In fact, I did. My three favorites are Baby Ruth, Milky Way, and Payday, and I'm going to go with my three favorites.
Payday's
John, you're great.
Coming in last.
Oh, Payday's
pretty clutch. Payday is really good.
Nice.
Little saltiness, little sweet. Payday pretty good. Love Payday.
Reese's Pieces.
No, Bo.
Somebody got it.
Bo has the entire Reese's family.
Oh yeah, that's right. He got the.
But
Reese.
It's on his paper.
Well, yeah, he got. He
I
can
know,
have
I
it.
I messed up.
Oh,
everyone
I get
gets
you.
The. Everyone gets
okay.
It.
Okay.
All right, Hugh.
I'm gonna go. Because
round
it was
off.
A famous movie. Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar. Those are good.
Yeah.
A
really
very
good.
Underrated candy, I would say.
Best thing about Mr. Goodbar is that it's one like Hershey's. It's sectioned off, so you can like break off a little square and have a piece, and you can make it last long rather than just gobbling the whole thing up. You know what I mean?
It's got that nice crunch. All right, D, you're finishing
this out. Starburst.
Starburst.
Yeah, Starburst.
Rounds out our 2017 draft. So let's recap what we got, and then we're gonna put a poll up on our website, and we'll tweet it out at 929 The Game, and also on our Facebook page, 929 The Game. So
I think you're overrating your draft because you got two things that are way too similar.
Oh, my draft is killing it. All right, so Daryl has Butterfinger, Sour Patch Kids, and Starburst. Hugh started with Snickers, M&M's, Mr. Goodbar.
That's pretty strong.
It's pretty strong draft.
Really strong draft. John's draft is Baby Ruth, Milky Way, and Payday.
I think it's clutch. I think it's great.
It's old school.
Old school is a good term for
it.
All right, Bo has Reese's and everything in the family, Twizzlers and gummy bears.
That's pretty solid, too.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm going to be the winner of this competition. Kit Kat, Twix, and Skittles. And that is our 2017 Halloween candy.
Well, I guess it kind of depends on who's voting here. I mean, if it's going to be people who are like, I've never had Twix.
You've never had a Twix in your life?
No, it just doesn't even appeal to me.
Are you kidding?
No.
Bless the Lord.
I feel sad for you. You know,
I've had Kit Kat, and I'm like, me.
You know, Sean, our underboss, has some in the candy.
He does? I'm all right. I'll try one today just to see what it is.
It's really good. It's got the caramel in the middle, and it's
all right. Crunchy. So you would get a box. Wait a second. You would get a box of Russell Stover as a kid, right? Okay. You know what I'm talking about? A big box of, you know, the chocolates, like, you know.
The assorted candies?
Yeah, assorted candies. Russell Stover is the first one. Godiva, yeah. I don't know, whatever. At like Christmas time, you open them up, right? What's the first one? All right, so you get the whole thing there. What's the first one you're diving for? You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about the Russell Stover's candy.
Yeah, yes. The whole, you, yeah, you got like 64-piece like chocolate the, thing, you know?
The chocolates, straight chocolates.
Right, the straight chocolates. Which one are you diving for first? You're going to get there first. Which one are you going for?
I don't want the one with the little cherry filling in it, if that's what Yuck. You're asking me. I don't want that one.
That one's the worst.
I'll take the one with, like, the caramel in it or something like
so
that.
So it's like Milky Way. See, that's what I'm saying. That's the first one people go for.
Because that's because you have limited choices when mm-hmm. you're talking about that Russell Stover thing. Because they don't really, like, the ones that taste better are the ones that have, like, the cream in them or the caramel or whatever. The ones that had that like fake cherry filling, mm-hmm. You can keep those.
Yeah, and then you have the those cherry cordials, right? Remember those things when you have the big cherry cordials, right? But because the one thing I always kind of dove for though first, and I didn't take it, and I thought about taking it in the Russell Stover box, was they had two little pieces of something that was amounted to their version of Heath bars, and you know, and
that's
so,
the one I liked,
right. The two little, you know what I'm talking
the
about?
The toffee in it.
Yeah, yes, that was the best one.
Yeah, that one. So it was like, oh, I want that two little pieces of Heath bar thing. I'll go with that.
What was the one in the yellow and green box with the old time writing?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, because that was always a Halloween one. It was the white box for Christmas, and the yellow one was like the right. That's a good call. I had forgotten the company.
Whitman's.
Thank you, Whitman's sampler.
That's right.
Because at Valentine's it would be the Valentine Whitman sampler. Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.